And in international news, European military personnel arrive in Greenland as Trump says U.S. needs island.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Thank you once again for joining us, and now the news in detail. Voting has officially closed in the Chawama parliamentary by-election, with vote counting now underway. The election has been marked by voter apathy. The Chawama seat fell vacant following the prolonged absence from parliament of former area member of parliament Asila Lungu after the death of her father, 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu. 9 candidates are contesting the seat. Our reporter Anita Kavemba is on the ground with the latest update. Good evening, Anita.
Evening, Katuya. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Now, Anita, voting has closed. Where exactly are you right now, and what is happening at the tallying center?
Well, right now I'm at Chawama Primary School, which is actually the totaling center, where the ECZ are expected to announce the official results from after they've finished counting the votes.
Okay. Has the vote counting officially started, and how is the process so far?
The vote counting has not officially started yet, and we are waiting directives from the ECZ officials.
Okay. What was voter turnout like today? Were there any notable peak voting times or challenges faced by voters during the day?
The only notable peak voting time that we had today in the Chawama parliamentary by-elections was in the morning, where we saw a huge number of people turn out to vote. But as the day progressed, the number of voters was really low to the closing of the polling stations. And in some of the polling stations that we visited, they recorded numbers such as at Litunga 1 polling station. There were only 150 voters from the total register of about 726 voters. And then Lwipa B1 polling station only had less than 200 voters out of about 920. And then Lumumba B also had about 220 voters out of about 930 registered voters. These are just the numbers that we managed to get.
And how would you describe the overall conduct of the by-election? Was it peaceful and orderly?
Yes, the election was peaceful and orderly. No incidences of violence were recorded.
And lastly, has the Electoral Commission of Zambia issued any preliminary guidance on when results are expected?
They have not yet issued anything with regards to this. As it stands right now, we're waiting for guidance in relation to the same.
All right. Anita, thank you so very much for the update.
Thank you so very much, Keturah.
That's our reporter, Anita Kavemba, with the latest update on the Chawama by-election. Now, the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalomis has urged political parties to properly train their election monitors after some polling agents in the Chawama by-election were found not to know the parties they represented. Speaking to journalists after touring the polling station, Ms. Zalomis said a few voters tried to cast ballots despite not being on the register, but overall the process in Chawama was peaceful and smooth.
As far as we are concerned, we don't have a political party called Chawaiche, but a full interrogation, because we're interested to know if they know really who they are, you know, who they are agents for. And we're told it's an independent. I think it's an independent. Now, this is the challenge we get, that you get polling agents who don't even know their candidates. They don't even know who they are representing. So we urge the political parties to school their candidates so that they know why they are there. I'm sure you heard me talk to say, look, you are here to represent your candidate. Can you do it with conviction? Can you do it with knowledge?
And ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro has also dismissed opposition claims that a fake polling station was set up at Mutason Shopping Center along Lilai Road. Government has released 760 million kwacha to all public and grant-aided schools to support the implementation of the free education policy for term 1 of 2026. Ministry of Education Principal Public Relations Officer Clive Kalunga said the disbursement addresses reports suggesting delays in the release of school grants. He has added that schools are scheduled to begin receiving the funds starting today. Mr. Kalunga has noted that the release demonstrates the government's commitment to strengthening education financing and ensuring uninterrupted delivery of education services under the leadership of President Hagainde Hichilema.
The Treasury has released 760 million kwacha to all public and grant-aided schools to support the implementation of the free education policy for term 1 of 2026. This disbursement addresses and corrects reports suggesting delays in the release of school grants, and so schools are scheduled to begin receiving the funds with effect from today. This release demonstrates the government's unwavering commitment to strengthening education financing and ensuring uninterrupted delivery of education services under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema.
Government has announced that the temporary water supply interruptions currently being experienced in some parts of Lusaka and Kafue districts are a result of power supply disruptions caused by extreme weather conditions, particularly the heavy rains recorded in recent days. Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu says the adverse weather affected electricity infrastructure, which in turn disrupted the operation of key water supply facilities, leading to reduced water production for distribution to consumers. In a statement, Mr. Nzovu has explained that the power disruptions specifically affected the Ayolanda and Kasewa water treatment plants in Kafue, resulting in water shortages in areas connected to the Kafue water supply system, despite the plant being technically ready for operation. He said engineers from the Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation Company and ZESCO Limited have been working collaboratively and tirelessly to address the situation. Mr. Nzovu said as of this morning, power supply to both the Ayolanda and Kasewa water treatment plants has been successfully restored and water production has since resumed.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The ministers of energy of Zambia and Tanzania are today meeting in Dar es Salaam for a high-level bilateral engagement focused on petroleum-related matters, reaffirming the two countries' commitment to sustained cooperation in the energy sector. The meeting brings together senior officials from both governments to deliberate on petroleum supply, infrastructure management, and policy coordination aimed at strengthening regional energy security and ensuring a stable and reliable fuel supply. The Zambian delegation is led by the Ministry of Energy and includes Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet, Oliver Kalabo, Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary, Energy Professor Ephraim Munshifwa, and representatives from the Attorney General's Office and Energy Regulation Board Chairperson. A key focus of the engagement is the Tazama Pipeline, jointly owned by Zambia and Tanzania and regarded as a cornerstone of bilateral cooperation in the petroleum sector. This is according to a statement issued by the Ministry of Energy Public Relations Unit.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that